Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've learned more since the train blast of last Thursday in North Korea. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here live. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have Greg Pallas from the BBC and a best-selling author with a ton of documented government corruption that he's dug up as of late with the war on terror, the scams with the oil companies, what's happening with Election 04 and the touchscreen fraud systems. It's all coming up in the third hour. And, of course, in the second hour, we're going to be joined by the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and an author in his own right and a great researcher who joins us once a week, Paul Joseph Watson. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and now PrisonPlanet.tv. There is so much to go over here in the broadcast. North Korea accuses U.S. of preparing attack. And remember, North Korea is run by an admitted psychopath with nuclear weapons and missiles that can hit the U.S. and who helped arm him, our government, and China. North Korea feared that blast was a nuclear bomb, the L.A. Times is reporting. Now they're saying that dynamite was blamed for the train blast. They think someone was trying to kill Kim Jong-il. By the way, they've been showing old footage of him on television. We don't even know if this guy's still alive. We don't know if North Korea staged this, or if China tried to knock him off, or if the globalists did. We'll be getting into that. Also, Baghdad children killed in battle crossfire, as well as U.S. troops, more dead troops today. Army rushing more armored Humvees to Iraq. Some of them aren't armored. Number of U.S. troops hurt in Iraq jumps. U.S. soldiers reenlist in strong numbers, the Associated Press reports, but that's really a manipulation of the numbers. Troop buildup in Iraq exposes critical shortages, another call for the draft. In the EU, when top journalists criticize the European Union for corruption, they get arrested. This out of the London Telegraph today. Hong Kong fears tightening grip of China as China threatens them. Across the board, everything is heating up. And again, we'll get back into that article about Brussels accused of police state tactics, very similar to Vladimir Putin going after his political enemies. NSA makes no secret of stepped-up recruitment effort for domestic spies through the new Matrix system. And we had talked about this, engineers had talked about this, the ultra-high-frequency data transmission down power lines, using power lines as data transfer points. The problem is power lines already broadcast, and if you add data to them, it's going to become a real problem, blacking out the shortwave and a lot of AM broadcast in the area of the power lines. Now they're saying they want to use this for data interface with RFID chips. People talked about how they could do this, and now they're openly discussing it. And then there's an article out of Portland, actually several of these from around the country. Headline, even old blind ladies terrify the cops. She was 71 years old. She was blind. She needed her 94-year-old mother to come to her rescue. And in the middle of the dogfight, in which Eunice Crowder was pepper sprayed, tasered, and knocked to the ground by Portland's courageous men in blue, the poor woman's fake right eye popped out of its socket and was bouncing around in the dirt. How vicious and ugly can the Portland police get? Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have a winner. This 2003 case is so blatant, the use of force so excessive, the threat of liability so intimidating that the city just approved a $145,000 settlement. And there's a bunch of these articles with them beating up 75, 95-year-old women. You know, wrong house, but the old woman, some of them can't even walk, but they still get beat up because so the officer's still threatened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's already Monday, the 26th day of April, 2004. We'll be live the next 2 hours and 51 minutes. We do have Greg Pallas from the BBC breaking some major stories about government corruption, documents he's gotten in the third hour. In the second hour, Paul Joseph Watson will join us with his analysis of the top news. We'll also have wide open phones on this Monday edition at 1-800-259-9231. What's wrong with America? Well, I see these type of articles every day. Police settle excessive force suit with 71-year-old woman. The city of Portland has agreed to pay $145,000 to an elderly blind woman after police pepper sprayed and shocked her with a stun gun. The altercation began as an attempt to remove shrubs and appliances from the 71-year-old Eunice Crowder's yard and ended with police citing her for harassment and disobeying an order. So, again, the zoning police show up after retroactively zoning property, and she didn't like having her things moved away, so she complained, so the SWAT team came, and, well, the rest is history. They tasered her 3 times while her 95-year-old mother was shoved about. And finally, people are getting angry about this. I'm not against the police, but I'm against this mentality that as citizens, we're all criminals and we're just these vicious, you know, werewolves that are going to tear you apart any minute. Stop acting so cowardly all the time. And routinely now, here in Austin, they beat you up because you don't submit fast enough and then charge you with assaulting them. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've, over the years, watched a show like Cops where they obviously beat somebody up and then charge them with resisting an assault. And then the police videos I've been sent that people subpoenaed in their cases where they do nothing but argue, get beat up, and then get charged with assaulting the cops. And now they're charging you with resisting without violence, which carries a couple of years in prison, if you don't answer their questions. And the Supreme Court says, oh, yes, we agree with that. Whatever happened to the Fifth Amendment? These are the type of stories I have here in front of me today. Coming up, when the explosives were placed, WTC South Tower, upper floors, closed on 9-8-9-9. Again, when the explosives were placed, or when the explosives were placed, WTC South Tower, upper floors, closed on 9-8-9-9. Now, we had a news article about this a couple of years ago, and it's actually in Paul Watson's book, Ordered Out of Chaos, but now others have picked up on this. And this is from San Francisco Indy Media. Many people have theorized that the World Trade Center was wired with explosives. Well, the owner, Larry Silverstein, told PBS in a documentary titled America Rebuilding that they pulled, that is, demolished Building 7. Remember the 47-story building that wasn't hit by a plane that afternoon that imploded? Again, many people have theorized that the World Trade Center was wired with explosives, causing the unprecedented collapse following the impacts of the two jumbo jets. In fact, New York City firefighters remarked the day that it seemed like bombs were going off in the buildings. We have the video of that, and they told the news that. Just prior to the tower's collapse, one glaring question remains unanswered. Exactly how and when could such a monumental undertaking be accomplished? And it says, read on for the answer. Feedback from the Progressive Review's Under News on April 22, 2004. Quote, we received the following from someone who worked in for fiduciary trust on the 90th, 94th, 97th floors of the South Tower. Quote, on the weekend of 9-8-9-9, we already knew about this, but here they are reporting it again, there was a power down condition in WTC Tower 2, the South Tower. The power down condition meant that there was no electrical supply for approximately 36 hours from floor 50 up. I am aware of this situation since I work in IT and had to work with many others that weekend to ensure that all systems were cleanly shut down beforehand and then brought back up afterwards. The reason given by the WTC for the power down was that cabling in the tower was being upgraded. Of course, without power, there were no security cameras, no security locks on doors, and many, many engineers, quote engineers, coming in and out of the tower. I was at home on the morning of 9/11 on the shore of Jersey City, right opposite the towers, and watching the events unfold, I was convinced immediately that something was happening related to the weekend work. And again, related links, bombs in the towers, WTC 7 imploded by Silverstein, New York Fire Department, and others. And it's got a link to one of our reports on that in the video clips. Look, my friends, a modern steel building had never collapsed from fire. There have been a lot of big fires where hotels and other structures, office buildings, burn for days. Days. There have been cases where they've burned for 7 days before. Many cases where they burn for 3 days. And they never collapse. They don't collapse. But magically on 9/11, three buildings do it, including Building 7 that wasn't even hit by an aircraft. And we have the seismograph showing multiple explosions from the University of New York, from the state, and from the U.S. Geological Survey, from the feds. We have the firefighters telling the media to get back from Building 7 that afternoon because, quote, they were about to bring it down. We have those articles. We have firefighters in magazines and news reports and on video saying, man, you see those bombs going off? Boom, 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 boom. We barely outrun it. We were barely able to outrun it. You have Firefighter Engineering, the oldest firefighter organization with the oldest journal in the country, over 160 years old, saying that there's a cover-up, that this is impossible. Why are they taking the steel away? Why did they take it to China? Why are they doing this? We You have Silverstein popping off and saying, yeah, on the day of 9/11, the building was burning, Building 7. We made the decision to pull it. We gave the order and watched it come down. Then they go on to say, pull it means destroy it with demolitions. You can watch the video on the websites, but we've played the audio here on the radio. Can't show you the video here on the radio. What is going on here? I mean, why are we putting up with this? This, again, is hidden right out in plain view, but it's so horrible, nobody wants to believe it. It's admitted that public officials did indeed get calls not to fly to New York that day. It's admitted that Odigo in the Jerusalem Post admits that they got a warning to instant message their employees, their instant messaging company, and to tell them not to come into work 4 hours before 9/11 at 5 in the morning. It goes on and on and on. I mean, that's admitted. I'm not saying Israel did it. My point is everybody was warning everybody. Haji Mubarak called Bush and said they're about to attack New York. The British called. The Israelis called. Everybody. Everybody knew. David Chippers knew. Sybil Edmonds was hired to falsify the transcripts as an FBI translator. When she said she wouldn't, they threatened to arrest her, but said if you'll shut up, go ahead and falsify it, we'll give you a better job. I mean, it just goes on and on. Bush signed W-199-I ordering the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. And you'll say, well, why haven't I heard this in the mainstream news? Why haven't I? Well, it's like you didn't hear about the drills of flying planes into buildings, but you finally did last week. Only a small portion of it, but you did hear about it. This stuff all has come out on the news wires or on Pentagon websites or in declassified government documents. It's all public. They don't just let me get up here on the air and just make stuff up. Everything we talk about is documented. That's what we do here on the transmission. That's what this show is all about. That's what the broadcast is here for. And bottom line, the military-industrial complex carried out 9/11. Most of the hijackers are still alive. Half of them. They were trained at U.S. military bases. They had their cars, their credit cards, their homes paid for by the FBI and CIA. Bush was meeting with the head of the Bin Laden family in the morning of 9/11 at a Carlaw Group meeting. They flew out the Bin Laden family in the next 3 days when all their commercial and private air traffic was grounded, on and on. Just to give you all the evidence, we have 600-plus articles posted at PrisonPlanet.com, hundreds posted in the 9/11 archive of InfoWars.com. We've put them together in a logical progression in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, my first film on 9/11, 2.5 hours long. In part two of that, The Masters of Terror, a little over 2 hours long. In my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, and Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Two books, two films, and we haven't told you about half the evidence. I'm going to be frank with you. I'm wallowing in it. It's the equivalent of the police busting in a basement where there are 50 dead bodies buried, and then they bust into a safe, and there's videotape of the psychopath killing the people, and then the video shown to the country, and we go, oh, we don't know if this psychopath committed the crime. It's a orgy of evidence. It is a mass of evidence. It is a plethora. It is a sea of evidence. Oh, people say they couldn't get away with something that big. They'd get caught. People talk. People have talked. Lawyers and generals and colonels and FBI people and translators and on and on and on and on and on and on. All right, we'll break. We'll come back, get into the latest news. I just thought you want to know about that WTC 7 development. And the toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we're getting a clearer picture of what really happened in the bombing last Thursday, in the explosion, which they're now saying is a bombing in North Korea, and what this means to have a nuclear psychopath running around that our government's helped arm. The latest developments in Iraq, more dead U.S. troops, more dead Iraqis. Bush says bring them on. A bunch of police state news, two big guests, ultra-massive broadcast for you. Don't forget, we launched the new subscription service at PrisonPlanet.tv with weekly hour-long TV broadcasts for you to watch. and you name it, please go sign up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I tell you what, let's go ahead and go to your calls right now, then we'll come back and we'll get into North Korea, the latest developments in Iraq, the economy, the police state, you name it, and two big guests coming up. Right now, let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead, first caller.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I listened to your show on Coast to Coast last Thursday. It was great. I stayed up for 4 hours. I was pretty tired. How about yourself?
Well, they did a record five-hour broadcast.
Yeah, that was amazing. But, you know, the show that they didn't carry the extra hour, so I was kind of bummed out. But, Alex, I want to ask you a question. I heard you talking. that show, and I hear your show all the time. I listen to you, go to your website.
Well, let me stop you for a second since you listen to the Coast to Coast show. I was a lot more sedate the first time I was on. Was I too forceful?
No. I thought it was great. Linda Moulton Howe was trying to get some words in between the other three of you guys, and she had a little bit of a difficulty. But I think your points were great. I want to ask you real quick, Alex. The other guest, that was the name Mike Quinn, is the other guy? And
Stephen Quayle.
Stephen Quayle, and the other guy was, what was his name? He was from Texas, too.
Jim Mars.
Yeah, have you ever had him on your show?
No, but I'm going to get Jim on. I've probably been on 10 other shows with Jim as a guest. I've been on Man Cow and a lot of other big syndicated shows with Mars.
Right, yeah, I heard you on Man Cow. I live in the Chicago area, and you were on Man Cow here, and it was great. Alex, the thing is, what you said on the Coast to Coast show, and as you say every day, you know, we're getting the word out to people, and the globalists are going to lose this battle. But let me ask you a question, Alex. Is it ever going to get to the point where something's going to have to be done? Okay, we're informed. I mean, there's a lot of people informed. Information is the main tool into defeating these people, but the thing is, where do you draw the line and say, okay, now when is something going to be done? Now, Alex, I want to ask you a question. George Bush, he is a puppet, as you say. But if he had prior knowledge of 9/11, and I do believe he did, then he is a monster to an extent, isn't he, Alex? I mean, because he's actually guilty of all this.
Well, he's a Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones member. He's a monster because of that.
Right. So, basically, Alex, I mean, he, you know, knowing all this, and Kerry, of course, being a member of the Skull and Crossbones as well.
Long devil, yeah.
They're not going to lose either way. Whoever gets put into office, they're just going to continue the dastardly deed. It's not going to change, right?
Until we, as a population, start saying no at the local level. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Dave in Illinois, then others. Dave, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I'd like to just make a couple of points here. I read the interview that you did with Colonel Don DeGrand.
Yes.
Something very disturbing about that. I wonder if you've thought about this angle. He's packaged a military coup in the United States in such a way that it's almost acceptable to people who are questioning.
Yeah, I said that. I said on the show that I don't think it's acceptable.
I don't either. But a lot of people now are advocating.
I said that that's just as dangerous, and he admitted that. He said it could go both ways.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's not very much difference between a General Franks military government and this type of military government that he proposed.
Well, he didn't propose it. I think he said that there's good people inside that have discussed it. And
that it was going to happen sooner or later when push comes to shove.
That's what the colonel said, and he's put out a lot of accurate info in the past.
Right.
But
Good. I'm glad to hear that you had some concerns about that.
Well, if you read the transcript, you saw where I said that.
Well, you know, it may have been overshadowed, and I may have overlooked it just in the condition that a lot of people are advocating that, and they're accepting
it. Yeah, it's like
it.
A 25-page transcript. So.
Right. So I could have overlooked your hesitancy on that. I'm glad that you showed some. Another point over there in the Iraq Civil War situation is being trumped up. This is a plot, contrived plot, to create genocide over there and allow the Iraqis to kill themselves so that we can have less resistance to whatever government we end up establishing.
Well, people keep saying the handover is June 30th, to start on July 1st, but it's not, because they appointed this council, and this new council is going to appoint another council. I mean, that's not an elected government. It's a joke, but they try to put that label on it. I mean, how dumbed down do they think we are? And the media doesn't call it a lie? They go, oh, yes, the handover, the freedom. They're going to appoint a new government. Oh, it's such freedom.
Right. That's a farce. But the reporting of a civil war building up over there, that's also misdirection. What this is a contrived effort to create mass genocide over there and eliminate through purges all opposition to American control.
All right, good to hear from you. I wouldn't say American control, because America is being used by the globalists. And the UN is going to come in as the savior, as the good cop. And I don't mean that literally. That's how they're going to sell the whole thing, is that they're the saviors, the good guys. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917 or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
All right, my friends, we're now about a half hour into this global broadcast against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this Monday edition. We're going to go back to Ubad and Barack and Tim and Mike here very quickly. Then I'm going to get into the North Korea situation. More details of that now becoming clear, what's happening in Iraq, you name it. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, new website, check it out, as well as infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Ubad in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and the main purpose of my call is to appreciate you for the great work you are putting up. And I was really encouraged, and I was glad. Like, I just want to tell something like how I came to know about you. I was listening to a lecture of my scholar in Pakistan, and he mentioned your name. He said that Alex Jones, in his book, wrote about 9/11. And then I got your name from that lecture. I searched it in the web, and then I came across your website. So it's been really great, and you're doing the best work right now. I mean, I'm seeing I'm in touch with many people, and I look at the work they're putting up. But I think you're doing a great job, and keep it up. And just one message for the people of the whole world, especially for Americans, that like it definitely needs a revolution for us to change our fates right now. I mean, it needs a revolution. And as like Alex is putting such a great work, and we should like, you know, support Alex, and we should promote the message that Alex is actually promoting, educate the people. And this is the only way, I can see it, as everybody, anybody can see it. And the one last thing is that revolutions actually don't just happen by sitting inside our homes and listening to like radios. It needs a great deal of work, like a blood sweating effort, I would say. Again, thanks, Alex. Thanks for, you know, putting this work up. Hey.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, sir. Take care. It's good to have you as a listener. Please spread the word about the broadcast there in Canada. You know, I wouldn't call it a revolution. I want a restoration. I want our Bill of Rights and Constitution back. I want accountable government back, not mad dog government. And mad dog government is the norm. Freedom has been the exception throughout history, and now we're losing our freedom. The entire world is being taken over by the IMF and World Bank and their private shareholders. And through their surrogates of the UN and the United States, that is through those that control the UN and those that control the United States, they are using us as the muscle, the engine, to drive this, but we're certainly not the brains of it. So the American people wake up and wrest control of the country back by simply not going along with this system. The New World Order will fail. And the globalists know that we're waking up, so they're trying to use terrorism to scare us back into line. Kind of like a collie will chase a sheep and get it back in with the herd. Let's go ahead and talk to Brock in Canada. Another call from Canada. Brock, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Very good job on Coast to Coast. You're at your best when you are forceful. That hopefully is going to continue to sound a wake-up call, because that show has an extensive audience. It really does.
Yeah, about 14 million listeners an hour.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, the first time you were on, that was introduction to shock treatment, and now it the information gets sifted in.
You don't think I was going too fast?
No, I thought you were great. You know, forceful you have to be, because time's limited, and you've got to make a traumatizing effect on people to get them to wake up.
Had a chance to listen to the show since I was on it. Has anybody heard any feedback? Did George Norrie say he liked the broadcast?
I think he did. I mean, that was the best job Steve Quayle's done, in my opinion, and Jim Mars was good. But
well, they've never done a five-hour show.
No.
That I know of, and you know, to do an extra hour, it must have been good.
Oh, it was superb. And it's very good to get the information out, and you know, it was sort of like a many-part orchestra. You know, you had backup from the others, you know, and you weren't arguing amongst yourselves. You know, it was an online onslaught, and that's what it takes. It takes traumatization to get through to people. You know, it really does, because so many people are dumbed down and just believe in the system. And I believe George Norrie, he knows that there's plenty wrong. You know, he's not just, well, we'll see.
Did you hear the fifth hour?
I didn't hear the fifth hour, Alex. No, I had to work the next morning. And
I hear you. So did I. I came into work, though.
Well, I'm glad people are waking up down there in this country. Canadians are very apathetic and very, run over us, you know, and they just, you know, need a good waking up. So I hope you're going to be reached all over this country.
All right, good to hear from you, Brock. Tim in Illinois. Tim, go ahead. Tim, are you there, my friend? Okay, Tom in Illinois, go ahead. Okay, he's not there. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I have a question primarily about WTC-6. That building, I've seen the aerial views. There's a hole all the way down through it. And from what I understand, that had to be done to relieve the pressure of the other two buildings collapsing. Now, I don't know anything about it. It would have had to have been, that damage would have had to have been done before the two buildings collapsed, if that was the reason.
Well, no, sir. There were seven buildings, several office buildings, a hotel, shopping mall, Tower 1, Tower 2, Tower 7. The only three buildings that fell on 9/11 were 1, 2, and 7. 7, 5 plus in the afternoon Eastern time, suddenly imploded, and the firefighters were told to get back, that they were, quote, about to bring it down. And the other buildings, 3, 4, 5, and 6, they caught on fire but did not collapse.
6 never collapsed, I realize that, but there's a hole from the top of that thing all the way down through the bottom. Have you seen that aerial view?
You know, I've seen the aerial photos. There was some damage there at the top.
But it looks like what I understood was that that had to be done because of two towers collapsing. The underground subway and all that would have, the pressure would have been so great on it that it would have blown half of New York out.
What had to be done?
Yeah.
What had to be done?
They had to blow that hole through Building 6 to relieve the pressure.
Did they ever say they blew a hole in Building 6?
No, I just heard someone state that, okay? It's just pure hypothesis.
Yeah, I like to stick to what I can prove. And
we know
that bombs were going off in 1 and 2. We know that the owner of World Trade Center 7, the entire complex for that matter, Mr. Silverstein, says that they brought down Building 7 that afternoon.
I'm just tossing this out and just hope that maybe someone out there has some information about 6, when it went, and what the story was.
Well, I know when 6, quote, went on December 15th, months after 9/11, they had controlled demolition of what was left of 3, 4, 5, and 6. The December 15th was 6. They blew up in the days before that 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
And they said, quote, we're going to pull it and then blew it up. And in the documentary, they make that point that on 9/11, they, quote, pulled Building 7, and then months later in mid-December, they pulled 4, 5, and 6, and they show that happening.
All right, one last comment. It's pretty obvious that George Norrie liked the program because he put the fifth hour on.
Yeah, a lot of their stations re-air the first hour in the fifth hour.
Yeah.
About half their stations, I'm told, carry that fifth hour. And I've been told that's – I need to call them today. I'm going to ask them. But I've been told that's the first time they ever went 5 hours straight.
I've never heard of it before.
All right. Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate that call. We'll get to more of your calls here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's get into the North Korea situation. This is out of Australia, out of The Age, major national paper in Australia. Dynamite blamed for train blast. North Korea's foreign ministry said last night that a devastating train explosion, earlier believed to have killed up to 3,000 people, was set off by dynamite. Casualty figures from the blast at the far north town of Ryongchon, if I'm pronouncing that right, have been put at 54 dead and 1,249 injured, according to a Red Cross spokesman. A foreign ministry official in the North Korean capital said the disaster was caused by dynamite intended for use in an irrigation canal. The statement amounted to the first admission by North Korean authorities of the accident. Earlier reports that the blast was caused by a collision between trains carrying ammonium nitrate and petrol or petroleum gas. Well, the first reports was liquid gas and fuel. Coal oil. And you wouldn't get an explosion like that. And blowing bits of debris, they said 12 miles. John Sparrow, a Red Cross spokesman in Beijing, China, said he expected the death toll to rise as many buildings around the crash site were destroyed. The explosion leveled the railway station, a school, and apartments within a 500-meter radius, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said, quoting Chinese witnesses. It said there were about 500 passengers and railway officials in the station at the time of the blast at 1 p.m. Mr. Sparrow said 1,850 households were leveled by the explosion near the center of the town, and another 6,350 homes were damaged. The number of casualties could climb as rescue crews sort through the rubble. Well, I'd say so if you have 1,800-plus homes flattened and government buildings flattened. But look, Kim Jong-il, the hereditary psychopath, and he is a psychopath dictator, travels for the first time in 3 years to Beijing for, quote, secret arms talks with the communist government of China, at the very same time that Vice President, the secretive Vice President Dick Cheney, was in country. And then North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il leaves, and shortly after, they claim, passing through the train station, it blows up. Then the North cuts all phone lines in an attempt to stop the few foreigners, the few Western aid workers like the Red Cross and others from getting any information out. And I said last Friday that we don't even know if Kim Jong-il is alive. They've been showing some images of him on the news, but we don't even know if that's old video. We know he's been afraid of the West trying to kill him and been hiding in bunkers for the last year. Hasn't left the country for 3 years. Rumsfeld said that North Korea was a target and released three separate battle plans to preemptively attack the country. Now, let me ask you a question. Why was it Rumsfeld, who was the bag man for weapon sales in 1983 and 84 to Saddam? Why was it then Rumsfeld from 97 to 2000 on the board of ABB, the Swiss nuclear reactor company that transferred at least two fully functional nuclear reactors, the parts and logistics and engineers to set it up? According to the Associated Press and National Association of Atomic Scientists, they can produce 100 Hiroshima-style A-bombs a year with these two reactors. Why would you arm him with this? Why would Clinton, with Republican-controlled companies, they're all together, arm China? And then why would China arm North Korea? Why would Pakistan, our supposed nuclear ally, help arm North Korea? That's all admitted. And then why would Rumsfeld threaten to preemptively attack North Korea 2 years ago and then again a year ago? This is asking for it. This is trying to prod this psychopath, Kim Jong-il, into attacking us. And by the way, last year, he didn't say he was sorry. He just said that things could have gone better. That was his apology for kidnapping a bunch of Japanese actresses. He put out the word that he liked them, and that he wanted their plane hijacked, and they got it and flew it back to North Korea. And it's been reported that he tortured them to death in his pleasure palace. It's called the Pleasure Palace. It's a, what is it, they said, a 30-story building. It's all just about his fun. It's a big amusement park, and he's been caught kidnapping South Korean actresses. He has secret police all over South Korea just there to kidnap women he wants. I mean, you talk about Dr. Evil on steroids. I mean, this guy is Nero in the 21st century. So how does our government deal with this lunatic? And they know he is a lunatic. How do they deal with him? Well, they don't sanction China for giving them the Long March rocket technology. Our government perfected their three-stage intercontinental ballistic missile that can hit any part of the U.S. They then promptly gave it to North Korea, who's been firing Taipong Dong 2s, which can hit any part of the U.S. They fired three of them at Japan and openly threatened them and say, notice that our missile landed 10 miles off your coast. That could have hit Tokyo with a nuke. Do as we say. They now have MIRV technology, thanks to our government, multiple reentry device. Instead of having one warhead, they can have a dozen in the nose cone and destroy a dozen cities. or have dummies in the warhead, say six real, six fake, to confuse anti-missile systems, missile defense systems. And then it's been reported by the South Korean parliament that 3 years ago, right before 9/11, North Korea shot a test missile, and it was recovered in Alaska, but the U.S. government told them to shut up about it because they can't have this being out in the news, or the people would demand that we invade North Korea instead of attacking Iraq that had done absolutely nothing to us. So our government has armed this lunatic. I believe they tried to kill him from all the evidence. I can't confirm that. When I speculate, I tell you. But I said that I thought this looked like explosives, and now that comes out. If you believe North Korea, if the MO looks like that, he's coming back from a trip with the communist leaders of China, and probably Cheney, who was there, and then obviously didn't follow orders. So we'll see what happens here. All right, we'll come back, and we'll get into some more on North Korea, and then the latest developments in Iraq, and then, of course, your phone calls. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I have to be honest with you. I spent a long time this weekend just sitting in the easy chair thinking about, you know, late at night for hours, thinking about the world climate, the world political landscape, the geopolitical ramifications of arming North Korea, of arming Pakistan with nuclear weapons and missiles to hit the U.S. Our government did this publicly. There's no debating it. But it's like the national draft. I was on several talk shows this weekend, and people were calling in going, it's just a rumor. There's no draft. I go, well, it's on my website. Oh, you can put anything on your website. And I go, no, it's legislation. Senators are calling for it. Oh, you're a lying liberal trying to discredit Bush. No, Bush is the liberal, you know. So if people are in denial about a draft that's been introduced for 2 years, the bills, 6-7 months ago, the Pentagon called for the reformation, the reforming of draft boards. Democrats and Republicans are calling for it. But Bush comes out and says, it's not true, there's no draft bill. And people call in and go, God can't lie. Bush is God, basically. And so you're just trying to put Bush down. You're a liberal. Bush says there's no draft. Well, they haven't passed it, but his surrogates are calling for it, and they've got the bill introduced. It's like Attorney General John Ashcroft, 2 months after Patriot Act II was introduced, he gets up before the House and says, there is no new Patriot Act. Phantoms of lost liberties. Made that statement for the second time. People that are aiding terrorists are telling lies and making this up. I mean, we have the bill. They now passed part of it back on December 13th of last year. So if you're in such denial that you don't even know they've introduced a draft bill, 12 of them, I can't help you. And it's the same thing with denial about North Korea. I mean, our government armed these psychopaths, and it's clear to me that the globalists are really setting up World War III, that they really are. And out of World War III, almost the whole economy will be focused into homeland security and focused into the military-industrial complex. They've designed homeland security to be a giant funnel to feed everything into it. And they've just built the funnel now. World War III will be pouring our entire life's blood as a free society into it. National compulsory service, being slaves of the states, tattling on your neighbors, FEMA camps, everything. They're setting it up, and I have no doubt now that they don't plan to go to World War III. Because the diversion, the problem-reaction-solution move, the government-sponsored terrorism doesn't have to be a nuking of a city or biological release or a skyscraper getting blown up. It could be war with China, war with North Korea, with our troops tied down in the Middle East. And I'm beginning to think this is all a big setup from the beginning. So we'll talk more about that in the next hour and take your calls. I mean, I thought long and hard about this, and I try to deny, I try to psychologically tell myself it's going to be okay, but I have to be honest with you, from a cold, calculating analysis of true focus, I have to tell you that it looks like we're going to have World War III in the future, unless we get the word out and expose who's behind all this. If the globalists think that you won't buy the con job, if the globalists think that you're getting wise to what they're doing, they may back off. Got about 20 seconds left. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book. It's the best materials you'll find, and your support is needed. Go to the websites, buy the books and videos, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Take action and help support this country and the world. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.